Number 6. The Man in Salt.
Im Jahre 1734 haben die damaligen...
In 1734, miners working here made a dramatic find. They found the body of an original inhabitant of Hallstatt, the so-called Man in Salt. It was unearthed in the course of mining operations. The body was very well preserved because of the salt.
The following entry in the mine records describes the spectacular find.
Alongside, one could see the natural body of a dead person, which presumably, and judging from appearances, had been buried alive more than 400 years ago. It had completely adhered to the rock mass, but one could still see fragments of flock from his garment, as well as the shoes on his feet, and these were the source of a very unpleasant smell, which must have been detectable even before his demise.
Man hat ihn dann in einem Schnellsiedeverfahren ganz schnell getauft.
He was quickly baptized and buried. Unfortunately, now there's nothing left of the Man in Salt. Of course, he would have been a scientific sensation, but we're still looking for another Man in Salt because the miners at that time worked in the mountain in groups, and so it's assumed that a number of miners died at the time of that accident.
Archaeologists from the Natural History Museum in Vienna have been on the search. The Man in Salt was probably killed in a mudslide. That may have been the huge landslide in 330 BC, which buried the mining settlement and also the entrances to all the tunnels. Because it was situated to the side of the slope, only the former cemetery, today's burial field, was left unharmed by the catastrophe.